When you think Muslim Americans, you don't necessarily think North Dakota. But back in 1929, Lebanese and Syrian immigrants built one of the nation's first mosques in the tiny North Dakota town of Ross. Today, the mosque in the state's biggest city, Fargo, is hoping to expand. Muslims there say they generally feel accepted, but the furor over the proposed Islamic cultural center in New York City has made some of them uneasy. Meg Luther Lindholm has the story.
Fargo's Muslim population swelled in the 1990s after refugees arrived from war-torn countries like Somalia, Bosnia, and Iraq. Since then, the community of approximately 3,000 Muslims has become truly global, with people from Pakistan, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Syria, Sudan, Ivory Coast, and the list goes on. Relations between Fargo's Muslims and the larger Christian community have been good. Jobs and housing are plentiful here, and Muslims say they value the safety and friendliness of this area. Gatherings at the mosque are lively affairs where the children's voices are heard over the call to prayer, and women kneel toe to toe in a room that seems to grow smaller as the community expands. The long-term plan is to move into a bigger mosque and create a community center somewhat like the one proposed in New York City. But Amar Carney, a leader among local Muslims, worries that the anger sparked by that proposed center could reverberate all the way to Fargo.
I think I feel more anger, more hostility against building of the mosque and mosque expansions in general. So obviously, when you hear about small communities being targeted, you know, who knows, you could be next.
Siham Amedi and her family fled Iraq and the tyranny of Saddam Hussein in the mid-1990s. She doesn't hide her Muslim identity, but she does feel a growing sense of anxiety.
I'm afraid that Muslims will be targeted, innocent people, kids at school, people in their businesses. I mean, it happens, but I'm afraid of it escalating now.
Amar Carney agrees. He's a physician who emigrated to the U.S. from Pakistan, and he attributes the anxiety to a lack of political backing.
We had lots of support in the community from our leaders, national and local. We don't see that support now as compared to 9/11. I mean, you can tell me one example of a local leader in North Dakota who have come forward and said, you know, they should go ahead and build that project because it is that right under the Constitution. Maybe it's election year, I don't know, you know, but that's the fact.
There seems to be a sense of vulnerability on a personal level, too. Mona Ibrahim is a psychology professor at Concordia College who left Egypt for the more open, tolerant atmosphere she says she found in the U.S. But she now fears her own religious practices may be affected.
Maybe somebody will tell me, oh, you can't, you know, pray in this place. Like sometimes we go to the park and to have barbecues and stuff in the summer and we pray right there in the park, you know, and it's prayer time right on the grass and stuff. Well, what's next? Somebody could say, oh, that's so offensive, or my son is in the army, or we lost the son or something and we don't like, you know, to see Muslims. Like it just opens the door to all sorts of bigoted behaviors.
The anxiety aside, many Fargo Muslims hope to eventually open a new mosque. But Amar Carney says they won't take community support for granted.
We will invite non-Muslims to maybe discussions if they have any objections and make sure that we don't feed on fear, because fear is your worst enemy. The community have to see our mosque as their church. The way they go to their church, we go to our mosque.
For now, the Muslim community here is largely staying out of the fray over the New York Islamic Center in an effort to preserve good relations with the non-Muslim community in Fargo. They hope that when the time comes to expand, they'll have the support they need and want. For NPR News, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm in Fargo.